I'm Keith Sullivan, starting today's look at Lives and Times with the death notices from the Sunday, April 28th edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town: in Avon, Tommy L. Davis; Bloomfield, Carolyn Shantz, Carol Smith; Bristol, Teresa E. Torello; Broadbrook, Martha H. Koufax; Cromwell, Thad E. Gullickson; East Haddam, Richard Seidel; East Hartford, Leah L. Wallace, Richard R. Washburn; East Windsor, Martha H. Kofow; Essex, Sharon Clark; in Farmington, Cornelia L. Russell; Glastonbury, Myron Cusio; Gregory Lucas; Lee C. Milligan; James W. Ritter; in Hartford, Vincent Castro; James B. DeFronzo; Joyce K. DeLau; Isabel Hooker; Vincent J. Mazzarella; Lawrence H. Noon; Carol Smith; in Hebron, Lee C. Milligan; Madison, Sharon Clark; in Manchester, Joanne Nestuck; Dr. Ramon A. Nituck; in Middletown, Fred Hill; in New Britain, Arthur Adolphson III, James V. DeFronzo; Newington, Joyce K. Dello, Rebecca L. Riley; other towns in Connecticut, Thomas W. Boyce Jr., Fred Hill; out of state, James V. DeFronzo, Sonia M. Lennon, Lawrence H. Nuna; in Plainville, Arthur Adolphson III, Vincent J. Mazzarella; Simsbury, Jane McDonough; in South Windsor, Dr. Ramon A. Nito, Virginia Shaler; Leah L. Wallace; West Hartford, Mary M. Frost; Sonia M. Lennon; Cornelia L. Russell; Carolyn Shantz; Weathersfield, Vincent Castro; Pequalith, Hypershard; in Windsor, Tommy L. Davis, Dorothy B. Pernard. The obituaries are as follows. Fred Hill, 97, passed away April 7th in Fort Myers, Florida. He is a former resident of Portland, Connecticut. Fred was married to Janet Hill, who predeceased him in death. They were married for 54 years. Fred was a mechanical engineer for Northeast Utilities for over 30 years. Funeral services will be held on May 3rd, 11 a.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church, 342 Main Street in Portland. Poolnareth Bobby Harrisbard was born in Guyana. Almost 30 years ago, he settled in the U.S. He was an amazing cook. Services will be privately held. The DeSopo Funeral Chapel in Weathersfield has charge of the arrangements. Lawrence Herbert Nerona, age 85, passed away April 19th. He was predeceased by his beloved wife of 45 years, Marilyn Nerona. Services were to be held privately. It is with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of our beloved mother, Mary M. Frost, 93, of West Hartford. She was predeceased in death by her first husband, Robert W. Manchette, her late husband, James Jack W. Frost, and her son, Bruce. A graveside service will be held on Sunday, June 2nd, at 1 p.m. at the New Abington Cemetery, 592 Musquamicut Road in Pomfret Center. The Sheehan Hillbourn Breen Funeral Home has charge of the arrangements. Vincent J. Mazzarella, 96, of Plainville, beloved husband for 55 years to the late Eleanor Mazzarella, passed away peacefully on April the 22nd at the Apple Rehab Center in Plainville. He worked for the city of Hartford for 38 years. He started out as a painter, number one, and by the time he retired in 1990, he was the director of facility services. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated on Tuesday, April 30th, 10 a.m. at St. Josephine Baqueta Parish, St. James Church Campus, 767 Elm Street, Rocky Hill. Everyone is asked to please go directly to the church. Burial with military honors will follow in Rose Hill Memorial Park, Rocky Hill. The family will receive relatives and friends on Monday, April 29th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Follybrook Boulevard, Wethersfield. Jane Klingman McDonough, 94, of Simsbury. Jane was very devoted to her work with the League of Women Voters and the importance of everybody taking part in the privilege of voting. A visitation will be held on Thursday, May 2nd, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Vincent Funeral Home, 880 Hot Meadow Street, Simsbury. Arthur O. Art Adolphson III, 74, of New Britain, passed away at his home on March 10th. Art was a lifelong resident of New Britain. He was a well-respected professor of mathematics at Central Connecticut State University and Tunxas Community College for more than 30 years. Family and friends may gather for a memorial service in his honor at the Carlson Funeral Home, 45 Franklin Square, New Britain, Thursday, May the 2nd, between 4 and 7 p.m. Rebecca Lynn Riley, 73, affectionately known as Becky, wife of the late John Riley of Newington, passed away on April 22nd at UConn John Dempsey Hospital. Becky was a social worker for over 35 years, the last 23 for the Wallingford Board of Education. Services to honor and celebrate the life of Becky will be held Thursday, May 2nd, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Farley Sullivan Funeral Home, 34 Beaver Road, Wethersfield. A memorial service will take place at 12:30 p.m. Burial will follow in the Connecticut State Veterans Cemetery, 317 Bow Lane in Middletown. Dorothy B. Dot Pernard, 65, of Windsor, beloved wife of Mark S. Pernard, passed away peacefully at Arden Courts of Avon. Dot was employed by Windsor Food Service, working at Paquonic Elementary School and Trinity Christian School in Windsor. She also worked at Geisler Supermarket for many years. Dorothy's family will receive friends and relatives Monday, April 29th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Carmen Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor. A liturgy of Christian burial will take place on Tuesday, April 30th, 10 a.m. in St. Damien of Malachi Parish, St. Gabriel's Church, 379 Broad Street, Windsor. Burial will follow in St. Joseph's Cemetery, 1747 Paquonic Avenue, Windsor. Joanne Nesteruk, 94, passed away on Thursday, March the 28th. She was predeceased by her loving husband of 57 years, John Nesteruk. She affectionately called him my guy. Her life was full of volunteering and community service. While a high school teacher, she started a service club for students to become more involved in the community. She also worked to pass Connecticut's first bottle bill and to encourage recycling. A massive Christian burial will be held 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, May the 4th, at the Church of the Assumption, 27 Adams Street South in Manchester. Richard R. Washburn of East Hartford passed away peacefully on April the 22nd, surrounded by his loving family. A loving husband of 57 years to wife Patricia, he started his working career at Rogers Corporation in Manchester, transferring to Pratt & Whitney in East Hartford, and then finally pursued his own master's carpentry business until his retirement. Relatives and friends are invited to the John F. Tierney Funeral Home, 219 West Center Street, Manchester, Wednesday, May 1st, for a visitation from 4 to 7 p.m. A massive Christian burial will take place on Thursday, May the 2nd, at St. Philip Church, 150 South Main Street in East Windsor, at 11 a.m. Please meet directly at the church, followed by a burial in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery, Bloomfield. Martha Helen Coutu, our beloved matriarch, passed away on April the 6th. Martha's family will receive relatives and friends on Friday, May the 3rd, 10 to 11 a.m., with a celebration of life at 11 a.m. at the Sampson and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Carolyn Shantz, a resident of Seabury in Bloomfield, formerly of West Hartford, passed away peacefully on April the 24th. Carolyn was predeceased by her husband, J. David Shantz, M.D. A celebration of Carolyn's wonderful life will be held at the church she and Dave loved and supported, Asylum Hill Congregational Church in Hartford, on May 17th at 11 a.m. Okay, Lee C. Milligan, 81, of Glastonbury, passed away on Tuesday, April 23rd. She was the widow of David G. Milligan. They were married for 46 years. Funeral services will be held Thursday, May the 9th, at 11 a.m. at St. James Episcopal Church, 2584 Main Street, Glastonbury, with a reception to follow. Burial will be at the convenience of the family. Friends may call on Wednesday, May 8th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Mulryan Funeral Home, 725 Hebron Avenue, Glastonbury. Dr. Ramon Nieto of South Windsor passed away peacefully at home on April the 23rd, surrounded by his loving family. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, May the 5th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the John F. Tierney Funeral Home, 219 West Center Street in Manchester. Thomas Tom William Boyce, Jr. of Waterford, passed away of natural causes on April the 13th while traveling to visit family in Portland, Oregon. A gathering of family, friends, and all who knew him will be held on Friday, May the 3rd, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Langley's Restaurant, Great Neck Country Club in Waterford. Sharon Sherry Clark, 82 of Essex, passed away peacefully at Middlesex Hospital on April the 20th. A celebration of Sherry's life will take place at noon on May 18th at Centerbrook Meeting House, 51 Main Street, Centerbrook. A reception will be held following. The burial is private. James V. DeFranco of Northeastern Massachusetts and New Britain passed into eternity on April 25th. Okay, at Jim's request, there will be no funeral or calling hours at this time. James Willis Ritter, Jr., born October 26, 1928, passed away peacefully on April the 22nd in Bloomfield. He was predeceased by his wife of 63 years, Sylvia B.B. Ritter. His memorial service will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday, May the 4th, at the Seabury Chapel, 400 Seabury Drive in Bloomfield. A reception will follow. The Mulryan Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Vincent Castro, 102, cherished husband to Lillian F. Castro of Wethersfield, entered from the Hartford Hospital with family by his side into his true home, heaven, and the loving arms of Jesus on Wednesday, April the 3rd. A time of visitation will be held Friday, May the 3rd, from 10 to 11 a.m. at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Follybrook Boulevard, Wethersfield, followed by a Mass of Christian Burial, 11:30 a.m., at Christ the King Parish, Church of the Incarnation Campus, 544 Prospect Street, Wethersfield. Burial will follow in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery, Bloomfield. The DeSopo Funeral Chapel has charge of arrangements. Sandra Lemon, a longtime resident of West Hartford, before relocating to Ocala, Florida, passed away peacefully March the 27th. She was well known for her many successful entrepreneurial endeavors, such as Shopping Smart, Frankly Fun Travel Agency, and endless volunteer work in the Hartford and West Hartford communities. Sandra's celebration of life will be Saturday, May the 4th, 11 a.m. at the Lodge Community Chapel, 130 Deerfield Road, Windsor. Cornelia Russell, 96, of Farmington, died April the 8th. She moved to Hartford with her family in 1937, and except for the first 10 years of her married life, she lived in the greater Hartford area for the rest of her life. A memorial service will be held at St. John's Episcopal Church in West Hartford on June 22nd at 11 a.m. The Molloy Funeral Home of West Hartford has charge of arrangements. Tommy Lee Davis, 78, of Avon, formerly of Windsor, beloved husband for 29 years to the late Alice Heiss Davis, passed away on Saturday, April 20th. His family will receive relatives and friends May the 5th from noon to 2 p.m. with an optional friends and family reflection at 2 p.m. at the Carmen Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor. Burial will be private. Virginia Ginny Shaler, 85, of South Windsor, beloved wife of the late Richard Max Shaler Sr., died peacefully on Tuesday, April the 16th at Hartford Hospital. She worked as a school social worker for the Hartford school system for over 28 years. Her family will receive relatives and friends on Tuesday, April 30th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Samsel and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor. A funeral service will be held Wednesday, May 1st, 10 a.m. at the funeral home. A burial will follow at Ross Hill Memorial Park. Carol Farr Smith, born in Cleveland, Ohio, lived a long and fulfilling life, nearly 90 years. Carol died on Tuesday, April 18th. A celebration of Carol's life will be scheduled at a later date. Myron Cusio, 98, of Glastonbury, passed away on Sunday, April 21st. He was predeceased by his beloved wife, Maria Cuso, in 2023. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, May the 1st, 11 a.m. at St. Michael the Archangel Ukrainian Catholic Church, 135 Wethersfield Avenue in Hartford. Burial will be in St. Michael Ukrainian Cemetery, Glastonbury. Friends may call on Tuesday, April 30th, from 5 to 7 p.m. with a Pancata service being held at 6:45 p.m. at the Mulryan Funeral Home, 725 Hebron Avenue, Glastonbury. Isabel Beecher Hooker died unexpectedly on April the 11th, 4 days short of her 99th birthday, at Fox Hill in Westwood, Massachusetts. A memorial service will be held on Thursday, May the 30th, 1 p.m. in the chapel of the Westerly Hills Congregational Church, 207 Washington Street in Westerly, Massachusetts. A reception will follow at the Fox Hill Retirement Community in Westwood, Massachusetts. Richard Dick Seidel, 68, of Mudus, died peacefully at Middlesex Hospital on Thursday, April the 25th. A graveside service will be held on Wednesday, May the 1st, 11 a.m., at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Colchester. Leah L. Wallace, 78, of East Hartford, beloved wife of 45 years to the late James W. Wallace, passed away peacefully Wednesday, April the 17th, at Hartford Hospital. Relatives and friends are welcome to celebrate Leah's life on Friday, May the 3rd, commencing at 4 p.m. at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, located at 277 Follybrook Boulevard, Wethersfield. Following a time of visitation, a heartfelt words of remembrance ceremony will ensue at 5:30 p.m., providing an opportunity for cherished memories to be shared with a friend's family and loved ones. Joyce Joy K. Dallow, 50, of Newington, passed away on April the 25th. Relatives and friends are invited to visit with Joy's family on Monday, April 29th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Duska Family Funeral Home at Newington Memorial, 20 Bonair Avenue, Newington. Her funeral service will take place on Tuesday, April the 30th, 11 a.m., in the funeral home. She will be laid to rest in West Meadow Cemetery, Newington. Thad Eugene Gullickson, 61, of Cromwell, passed away Wednesday, April the 24th, at Middlesex Hospital. Family and friends may call Thursday, May 2nd, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cromwell Funeral Home, 506 Main Street, Cromwell. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Gregory Greg Lucas, 68, of Glastonbury, the devoted husband of Joanne Lucas for 44 years, died suddenly at home on Tuesday, March the 19th. Services are private at the convenience of the family. It is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of Teresa Ellen Torello, age 54. Funeral services for Teresa will be held at a later date and will be updated on her tribute page at www.obryan-funeralhome.com. We now take a look at the Thursday, April 25th edition of the Journal Inquirer, Death Notices by Town. In Windsor, Robert Alverio. South Windsor, Helen T. Luger. The obituaries are as follows. Robert Alverio, 82, of Windsor, passed away on April the 20th, leaving behind his loved ones and devoted wife, Dorothy Dottie, of 36 years, and their beloved cat, Spencer. There will be no calling hours. A private ceremony will be held at the family's convenience. The Carmen Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Helen T. Luzier, 87, of South Windsor, loving wife for 35 years to the late Edward R. Luzier, passed away peacefully with her family by her side on April the 19th. A time of visitation for family and friends will be held Monday, April 29th, 11 a.m. to 12 noon at the Samson and Cammon Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, with a prayer service to begin at 12 noon at the funeral home. Burial will follow in Wapping Cemetery, South Windsor. Taking a look now at the Friday, April 26th edition of the Journal Inquirer, death notices by town. In Enfield, Carol S. Borolensky and Summers Lois A. Lindahl. The obituaries are as follows. Carol S. Byerlopsky, 85, of Enfield, into eternal rest on Thursday, April the 18th. She was the beloved wife of 53 years to the late Raymond J. Belarowski. Relatives and friends may gather with her family on Monday, April 29th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Brown Memorial Chapels in Enfield. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated for Carol on Tuesday, April the 30th at 10 a.m. at St. Martha's Church, St. Jerome Jurgen Parish in Enfield. Please meet directly at the church. Interment will follow in Hazenville Cemetery, Enfield. Lois Anderson Lindahl, 84, of Summers, beloved wife of Richard K. Lindahl, quietly passed away at St. Francis Hospital with family by her side on April the 19th. There will be a service celebrating her life at the Summers Congregational Church, 11 a.m. on May the 15th, followed by a service in the Memorial Garden. A reception will be held in the Foundation Room. We have a few minutes left. Let's take a look at some death notices from around the state over the last week. From Ansonia, Peter B. Hawley. In Austin, Texas, Aaron O'Brien Page. Beaver, Delaware, Francis Rose Anderson Keselowski. In Bedford Hills, New York, Robert Allen Ainley. In Berkeley, California, Norma Perlstein. In Berlin, Herbert F. Speer, Jr. Santana Uccello. Birmingham, Michigan, Jeannie Donaher. Brantford, Camilla Abenanti. Beatrice Barlett. Kevin G. Cromwell. Angela Lee Riccio. Donald Jackson. Bridgeport, Charles D. Morrow, Jr., Elisa Perez. From Broadbrook, Martha Helen Croteau, Brookfield, Stephen M. Lima, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Angela Romano, Cheshire, William E. Wheaton II, Janet B. Edmund, Bishop Samuel White. And that'll do it for today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need information on any of the obituaries I've read, please call me here at Chris, 860-727-9579. I'm Keith Sullivan. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe, healthy, and happy. We'll talk again real soon.
If you would like to make a donation to Chris Radio in honor of a friend or relative, please mail it to Chris Radio, 315 Windsor Avenue, Windsor, Connecticut, 06095.